This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we saw that our motive for loving God and others is His love for us. This is clearly stated in 1 John 4:19 through 21. We also saw that when we receive God's gift of salvation through trusting in His Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit enters our hearts. His nature, as God the third person, is to love. When He comes into our hearts, He begins to pour out God's love into our hearts. The tense of the verb in the original language explaining this process is best described with the phrase, "He begins to pour out God's love into our hearts and continues to do so." There is a constant flow available, like an artesian well with an infinite supply. As it bubbles up within us, we are motivated to give expression of it to God in our worship and to others in our serving them in tangible ways. No wonder Jesus said in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." In our own strength, we would not be able to faithfully fulfill this command. But since God has put within us an artesian well flowing with His love, our mandate to love one another can be fulfilled. We have no excuse. We can't legitimately say, "I can't love so-and-so." With His love, we can. It's a matter of uncapping the flow bubbling up from the infinite supply coming from the heart of God. It's a choice. That's why Jesus presents it as a command. We can love others by faith. This is our mandate. In our next visit, we will consider how we should respond to this command.